Welcome to Storytime. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. What wonderful things the Lord Jesus, God's Son, has done for us. It was the Lord Jesus who created the world and all things. John 1:3 tells us, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Can you realize how much he cared about us, that after he created us, he himself would come down from heaven to live among us? What a wonderful thing! Jesus came as a human being, born as a baby. We celebrate his birth as Christmas. Even though Jesus grew up in a sinful world, he lived a perfect life. How different from you and me. The Bible tells us about ourselves in Psalm 53. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. God sees all people, including you and me, as filthy in their sin. That sin keeps us from being able to be with our pure and perfect Creator. But when the Lord Jesus came to the earth, he did another wonderful thing for us. He took all that sin upon himself. The hatred, cursing, spitting, beating, and death our Lord Jesus endured was because he was taking our sin and the punishment for it. 1 Peter 3:24 says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we should live." The Lord Jesus died and was buried. Do you know the wonderful thing he did on the third day? That's right, he came back to life. Now the Lord Jesus is back in heaven with his Father. But there's another wonderful thing he's promised he will do. He will come back again. It has been over 1900 years since he left, but he will surely come again. Does that make questions come to your mind like, how will he come, and when, and where? Our answers must come from God's Word, because only God knows the truth about when he will send Jesus back. One question many people ask is, how can you be sure the Lord Jesus is coming again? And the answer is because God's Word says so, and God's Word is true. Jesus himself promised his disciples he would come again. In John 14, we read this, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Later, after Jesus had risen from the dead, the disciples watched him go back into heaven in clouds. Two angels suddenly appeared and said to the disciples in Acts chapter 1, "You men of Galilee, why are you standing and staring up into heaven? This same Jesus who has been taken from you will come again, just as you saw him go into heaven." Also, the apostle Paul wrote of Jesus' certain return. Paul wrote 14 letters in our New Testament. In all those letters, he was continually reminding the believers in different churches that Jesus would return. He urged them to stay true to the Lord and serve him faithfully. Peter also wrote to the believers. 2 Peter 3:3-4 says this, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." But Peter went on to say that these scoffers are willingly ignorant. They choose to forget that God, who warned for years that there would be a worldwide flood, kept his promise. Scoffers back then laughed at Noah, and they did not believe, and they did not prepare. They were all destroyed, except the ones who believed. Peter reminds the believers that this is the same God who tells us in his word that the Lord Jesus will surely return. Perhaps you're wondering, how will he come? The two angels told the disciples Jesus would come the same way he went up, in clouds. 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. How will the Lord Jesus come? Quickly. A twinkle is not even a blink of your eye. When the Lord Jesus appears in the clouds, we who have believed in him as our Savior will go up so quickly to meet him, faster than a twinkle of your eye. The Apostle Paul wrote to the believers in 1 Thessalonians 4, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, Paul said. And then he ended it by saying, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. If you believed in the Lord Jesus, you don't have to worry that you might be asleep and miss his coming, or that you're too sick, or you don't have to worry if you're even dead. As the dead in Christ rise, and those believers who are alive all join together to go up to the Lord, a quick and awesome change is going to take place. Our old bodies will be so quickly changed to wonderful new bodies, like the body of our Lord Jesus, a body that will not be affected by sin or sickness or sadness. No more death. Oh, don't you wish the Lord Jesus would come soon? And by the way, Jesus said, if someone tells you that Jesus has come and that he's in a certain place, don't go there and don't believe them. When the real Jesus appears, he will appear in the air. He will be seen in the clouds. And we who believe will go up to the clouds to be with him. How? By the power of his Holy Spirit. That brings us to another important question. When will the Lord Jesus come? One businessman who was a believer in Jesus hung a sign in his office for everybody to see. It simply said, today he may. The truth is, Jesus could come today. Paul the Apostle and all the believers in the early churches were certain Jesus would come back any day. And that was about 1900 years ago, and he still hasn't come. Jesus himself said two important things. In Matthew 24:36, he said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Jesus said the most important thing was to be ready, for the Son of Man comes in an hour when you think not. Jesus said no one knows the exact day or hour. However, he did give us some signs that would help us know his coming was near. Some of them are wars and rumors of wars, increase in earthquakes, famines, increase of sin causing the love of many to grow cold, and that the gospel would be preached to all nations. Matthew 24 tells us some of those signs. Paul wrote that children would be more disobedient in the end times, and that leaders of nations would talk a lot about peace. 2 Timothy 3:1-4, 1 Thessalonians 5:3. The newspapers and TV reports are full of these very things every day. What does that tell you? Jesus could come today. Paul and other believers looked for Jesus to come back any day. And the important thing was, and still is, be ready. Which brings us to our final question. How can you be sure you will go to be with the Lord Jesus? Well, the most important answer to that question is found in Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Have you believed what God's word says about your sin? God says we've all sinned and are lost from him. But because God loves us so much, he sent Jesus, his son, to take our punishment for sin. Jesus died and rose from the dead, and now he's alive forever in heaven. He's ready to save you from sin so you can be prepared to go with Him when He returns. Why not go right now to How to Be a Child of God?
That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.